Where would we be without our moms? How many of you remember this? Don't you use that tone with me, young lady. How many times do I have to tell you? I can't believe you did that. How do you know if you don't like it if you've never tasted it? Or, I brought you into this world and I can take you right back out. I don't care what everyone is doing it. I care what you are doing it. If it was a snake, it would have bitten you. Don't you take that tone with me, young man. Leave your sister alone. And don't try anyone else's glasses on because they'll make you blind. So, we're going to look at three moms. Has this ever happened to you?
Emily, come right down this moment and eat your broccoli. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. Okay, no Facebook for you.
So annoying. Here's the thing. Moms have been doing this to their kids for centuries. In ancient Rome, when people still used letters for numbers, moms were actually a little more patient.
Claudius, comest thou downstairs immediately, and eatest thou Caesar salad. I am going to count to thee. I, V. That's it. No gladiator games for you.
You didn't become a knight in medieval times without some input from Mum.
Herbert, you scurfy lubberworts, come right down now and eat your pottage and cheese and bread. I am going to count to three. Un, deux, trois. It was a Norman knight, right? That's it, forsooth and anon. You cannot go to the jousting.
I can't imagine how it was in the UK during the Second World War. But moms are around then, too, and saying probably the same thing.
Tommy, will you stop leaving your gas mask on the floor so I trip over it? And will you leave the blackout blinds alone? Somebody might see us, the enemy, and bomb the house. Now, come and eat your Marmite toast. And if you do, I have some raspberry crumble that I made with my butter ration. Now, come on, eat. One, two, three. That's it. Your marbles go to your sister.
Yes, moms have been trying to get their kids to eat right for a long time, but with good reason. They want their children to grow strong and healthy. They want us to be responsible, and they want us to be good, loving, and wonderful people like them. Moms don't nag us because they like it. They do it because they love us. Roman moms loved their children.
Claudius, I love you, you darling little emperor.
They loved their medieval little lubberworts too.
Oh, Herbert, you're going to make a great and noble knight one day.
Moms juggling ration books and gas masks loved their children in the 1940s.
Oh, Tommy, you're such a good boy. I love you so much.
And even today, moms love their kids.
Emily, I love you to the moon and back, but you haven't eaten the broccoli, so no Facebook for you.
Well, don't forget moms have memories like elephants. Eyes in the backs of their heads. They don't miss a thing, and they can find anything. So you'd better eat that broccoli.
Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother so that you'll live long time in the land that God, your God, is giving you. In Ephesians 6:1, it's the same again. It says, children, do what your parents tell you. It is only right. Honor your father and mother. It is the first commandment that has a promise attached to it. Namely, you will live long and have a good life.